Now it's time to check in with Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Mark, we're ending up the week, and with this Friday, what's in the news?
Well, we're actually ending up January, matter of fact, and it's been a great January. The markets are up 5.2% for the month of January, and that's the strongest January we've had since 1997. I mean, to put this in perspective, with the stock market rising this fast, stock values overall have risen about $2.6 trillion. I mean, that just created a huge amount of wealth. And what's very interesting is there's a saying on Wall Street, if January is up, so is the rest of the year. And if you look back statistically for the past 60 years, 88% of the time when January is up, the rest of the year is up. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen again this year, but it's an interesting statistic. Now, we did get job numbers this morning, and they were actually very, very good. There were some revisions in there for November and December, and they were good revisions. We had more jobs than what we thought back in November and December. And for the month of January, we were expecting about 160,000 new non-farm jobs, and there was actually 166,000. The unemployment rate currently stands at 7.9% in the United States. In total for 2012, the United States added 2.2 million. Jobs. So that is very good news, and it is helping the markets this morning. As far as earnings go, we did hear from Tyson's Foods. Look for that stock to be up nicely this morning. They reported earnings of 48 cents a share, and Wall Street was looking for just 42 cents a share. And they said their revenue for 2013 will be $35 billion, and that is much better than what we were looking for. And we also heard from USA Truck. Now, this company, I don't know how long they can keep losing money like this, but they lost $17.5 million during 2012, and that's their fourth year of losing money. I mean, they've had there's been poor national freight demand, yes, but they also had missteps by implementing new software at their company. For the full year, even for 2012, their revenue was down. They reported $512 million in revenue, and in 2011, they had $519 million in revenue, and that stock was down sharply. And we also heard from Ingersoll Rand, which bought Trane a few years ago. They reported a fourth quarter profit of 76 cents a share. Analysts were looking for only 71 cents a share, so it was a good report there. We heard from Mattel. They did miss earnings expectations. They reported $1.12 in earnings. Wall Street was looking for $1.15, but their quarterly sales were up nicely. They were up 5% to $2.2 billion. We also heard from Newell Rubbermaid. They reported earnings of 43 cents a share, and that is a little bit better than what analysts were looking for. They were looking for only 42 cents a share, but their sales reached $1.5 billion for the quarter. Now look for Merck stock to be down this morning. They reported quarterly earnings that beat analysts' expectations, but their guidance for the full year was a lot lower than what people were looking for. They did report earnings of 83 cents a share. Analysts were looking for only 81 cents a share. Now, MasterCard, this is a stock that has just been on a tear for the last several years, and they delivered a profit that beat analyst expectations, and they beat on the revenue side as well. Their revenue rose almost 10% to $1.9 billion for the quarter. They reported earnings of $4.86 a share, and Wall Street was looking for only $4.81 a share. Now, most of these earnings so far, most of these companies are beating on the average. About 70% of the companies are beating analyst expectations so far this earnings season. And so that's good news for the market. And plus, that jobs report was good news for the market. And it looks like the market should open up around 80 points on the positive side this morning.
Mark, of course, USA Truck making some adjustments in their leadership recently. But that used to be such a bright spot in our success of our local businesses.
Yeah, they are just having a rough time. I mean, they blamed it on software, which I think you can only blame that so long on that, because that's been going on quite a while. But they're also losing business out there, too, quite a bit. But what we are seeing is we're seeing a lot of other companies, like J.P. Hunt, for example. They're into intermodal, and they're making quite a bit of money off that, and USA Truck does not seem to be into that as much as other companies are.
Alternate streams of revenue.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right. That's Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could call him at 782-2527, 782-2527, or email him at mmyers@sternagee.com.